The primetime ABC game at 7:30 is Clemson and Syracuse. Remember, the last regular season game that Clemson lost was in the Carrier Dome versus the Orangemen. And that game, the Tigers went into it with a bunch of injuries, and most notably quarterback Kelly Bryant, who now at Missouri. But the Clemson coaches just didn't have a good plan for that week. I mean, frankly, I don't think the players took Syracuse seriously. It was Dino Babers' first season, and it had been a while since the Orange had struck fear into anyone. Now, tomorrow night, Clemson won't be overlooking the Orange. Dabo Swinney will make sure of that. And let's not forget, in addition to the 2017 upset, last year in Death Valley, Syracuse knocked Trevor Lawrence out of the game early, and the Tigers were most fortunate to escape with a 27-23 win. If not for an illegal lineman downfield, Syracuse probably wins that game. That called a touchdown back. I don't know if you recall that or not. But this will be Syracuse's first home game of the season. They got an easy win at Liberty, then drubbed 63-20 by Maryland. And if Maryland can put up 63 on the Orange, it scares me to think what a healthy Trevor Lawrence could do.
Right, indoors with all that speed at the skill positions. Okay, here's part two of my rant. Clemson, here's what we hear. Oh, they play a week. They play in a weak conference. They schedule easy outs. They're overrated. Clemson has all Clemson has done is play in four straight playoffs. They split 2-2 with Alabama. They have two trophies, and the easy schedule. Let's look back to it. How the Tigers start their schedule the last decade: home and away with Texas A&M, home and away with Auburn, not once but twice, home and away with Georgia. They played TCU in 09. They opened this 2008 season in the Georgia Dome with Alabama. It is so frustrating to hear these professionals, and sometimes they have good points, but when they talk about Clemson and how they have an easy road, it's unbelievable to me how they can say that, because Clemson goes out and competes. They'll play these top teams. Anyway, enough of the rants. This game is very simple. There's a reason that Clemson is in the playoffs every year. There's a reason that they are favored by four touchdowns on the road in the Carrier Dome. Yes, of course, Syracuse getting beat by Maryland 63-20. That affects the point spread. But look, Clemson is the top program right now, and I guess you would say Alabama is either 1 or 1A with them. But to say that Clemson has an easy road, remember, in my opinion, the reason the ACC is down or looks down is because of the Clemson Tigers.